Even go back on. Just for the record, Attorney Sales was, still sitting there for the.
Attorney Cynthia Sales, yeah.
Thank you. All right, next case is case number six, 21-666.
Good morning.
Good morning, we're not much longer. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Sir, please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today, and if you could, identify your witness.
Okay, my name is Detective Lieutenant Ethan Mabel, M-A-B-L-E. I'm with the Danbury Police Department. I have Danbury Police Officer Regina Gus. My last name is G-U-S-S. Here's my witness.
Thank you. Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. Between 2015 and 2017, the appellant was arrested three times in the city of Danbury for domestic violence related charges involving his mother. Although the charges were ultimately nolly, the content of the incident reports clearly calls into question the appellant's suitability. In addition to violating a restraining order and a detailed assault of his mother, reports make reference to the appellant having depression and schizophrenia. In February 2023, the appellant made a complaint to the Danbury Police Department that his pizza had been poisoned. He met with an officer who coincidentally has substantial training in dealing with people with mental health issues. He made this complaint in February. He appeared to be very paranoid and made some outstanding remarks. The appellant claimed to have spoken with the health department about the complaint. As of April 11th of this year, there is no record of any complaints made by the appellant against any pizza restaurant. A letter dated April 9th of this year stated that denied that having schizophrenia.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I have a written statement I would like to read.
Okay, is it brief?
Should probably take a minute or less.
Go for it.
Thank you. So this statement is to inform you on the truth of the matters that have occurred and in case I ever work for the Danbury Police Department in the future. I am a good person and a law-abiding citizen, and the past arrests were due to being involved with a dysfunctional, mentally ill person that I used to refer to as my mother, who made false reports and lied to the police department. This person abused me throughout my whole life and childhood and constantly provoked me until the result was disorderly conduct. She made reports, one stating that I assaulted her and that I am schizophrenic and depressed. None of this is true. I am completely normal and mentally healthy, and a simple conversation with me would prove that. I never assaulted her or hurt her in any way. The only problems I ever had in my life were from being subjected to her mental illness and abuse throughout my childhood and 20s. Not only did she have me arrested multiple times by telling lies, she also had my sister and father arrested multiple times as well. This should speak volumes, as she did it to the whole family and nobody talks to her anymore. I have since moved on with my life and I am fully independent with no contact with that individual. I take full responsibility for my actions, and while I have learned to conduct myself properly at all times, despite the situation, I believe I shouldn't have been arrested because she made false claims and statements. Even though there were arrests, I never did harm that individual or anyone else, and I never would. All of my cases were nollied, and my record is clean, and the reason I need a concealed carry permit is to advance my career into armed security, and my dream is to become a police officer in law enforcement. Also, I want the ability to defend myself and others from evil when absolutely necessary, such as in the case of an active shooter. I would like my license to carry for all lawful purposes, and I think I deserve it since my record is clean and I have been a professional security officer since 2018. I have already passed the NRA course and I am proficient with firearms and I use them very safely. please consider this statement from me as it is 100% true and honest, and I have only good intentions in my life to move forward towards success. Thank you for your time and consideration. And I would also like to touch on the pizza incident. I did, in fact, report that to the health inspector. I don't know what came across as being paranoid, but I was very sick for 2 days, vomiting, diarrhea, and there was clearly something done to the food. So I did make that report. Nothing came of it, but that is the truth, you know. So I just wanted to add that in.
Thank you, sir.
What town do you live in now?
Danbury.
Thank you, Chief. Detective, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. I start by questioning the appellant, if that's okay.
Sure.
You had mentioned you had had previous contact with the Danbury Police Department. Is that the case? Is that true?
Yes. In what matter?
In general, you have had contact with the police department, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And would you describe yourself as someone that has anger issues?
In the past, I may have, but not anymore.
How long ago was the past?
I would say during these incidents between 2015 and 2017, I would say that I did have disorderly conduct in these situations, but again, I did not assault anyone, I did not harm anyone, and I really did not commit any crime besides disorderly conduct, shouting and cursing.
Were you the subject of a restraining order at one time?
I was.
Did you violate that restraining order?
Unknowingly, I sent a text message and it was in violation. I did not realize that at the time, but yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia?
No, I have not.
Did you ever tell the Danbury police officer that you were diagnosed?
No, that report was made by my mother and she made that up.
According to the report, you stated to the officer that you were schizophrenic and under care of a doctor. That's not true?
No, I never stated that, and that's not true.
So you believe the officer lied in this report?
That was not my report. If anything, that was probably my mother stating that. But I did not ever state that because it's not true.
Have you ever been under any medication for any mental health issues?
No.
Are you currently under any, you're not on any medication now?
No.
With the pizza complaint, you had mentioned that the pizza had a chemical aftertaste when you ate it.
It did have a chemical aftertaste.
And yet you ate several slices of that pizza.
Well, I noticed, you know, after eating a few slices, it seemed to have an odd taste.
Okay. Yeah. Have you gone back to that pizza place since?
No, I will never go back there.
Okay. Did you meet with it? Okay. That's all I have.
Does the board have questions based on those questions? Okay. Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do have the officer here. How long have you been a Danbury police officer?
17 years.
And during your time as a police officer, have you received any advanced training?
I'm a member of the crisis intervention team, so I've received additional training in mental health and how to deal with people with mental health issues. I've been a CIT officer, I would say, 12 to 13 years.
Okay. Do you remember an incident? You were assigned to the patrol division, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you remember an incident in February of 2023 involving a complaint about a pizza restaurant?
I did.
Do you recognize the complaint from that incident in this room?
Yes, he's the appellant.
The appellant, okay. Describe what occurred in that incident.
He came into the police department and he was saying that he believed that a local pizza restaurant, when he called to order the pizza, he went to go pick it up. He described that the person who served him the pizza and the restaurant workers, or the kitchen workers in the back, were looking at him strange and giving him dirty looks, and they were acting suspicious towards him. He said he paid for the pizza, he ate a slice on the way home, and he said it tasted strange. He also said when he got home, he ate, you know, 4 to 5 other slices, and it had a chemical taste. The 5th or the 8th, he came into the police department, February 8th, and he said he bought the pizza on February 5th, and he was sick for a couple of days after with vomiting and diarrhea. He said he even took a picture of his vomit to prove that he was sick from the pizza. He stated that he called the health department. I tried reaching out to the health department. I was unsuccessful. I believe Detective Lieutenant Mabel was able to get in touch with somebody there, and they don't have a record of him making a complaint against said pizza restaurant. While he was making the complaint to me, he seemed to be acting paranoid with his thoughts and his behavior. He believed the pizza parlor, I mean, just thinking that they poisoned the pizza is, you know, paranoid. He believed the pizza employees, again, were looking at him strange, and followed him outside into the driveway of the restaurant after he got into the, after he left and was going to his car. In my experience, I believe, you know, paranoid people can make irrational and impulsive decisions. So it's not something I would like to see with a firearm permit, just based on the behavior that I saw and with the other reports that I have read that we've had interactions with them.
Good. Thank you. That's all. Those are the only questions.
Can I add something to that?
You can't add, but you can ask her a question if you'd like.
Okay. Well, I have a. Can I make a statement or just
you will
a question?
Be able to make your statement next. Their case goes first and your case goes second.
Okay. Well, my question, you know, is why would I come across as paranoid when I stated that the employee of the pizzeria made a comment? He said, "Beat you like a redheaded stepchild," and he said it twice, and he did in fact follow me out into the parking lot and stare at me as I was eating a pizza slice, and then he looked away and he went back inside. So everything I stated was in fact true, and my question is, why would I be paranoid when I was very sick for 2 days? You know, something really obviously occurred, and I don't understand how making that report would make me paranoid.
In my opinion, I don't think you were not sick. I believe you were ill from the pizza. I think it would be more of a food poisoning than somebody purposely contaminating your pizza, especially when you called the order on the phone and they don't know you from anybody else.
They know me. I've been there many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would be a food poisoning. I don't think somebody contaminated your pizza.
Okay.
Other questions?
No.
Does the board have any questions?
I do.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah. The appellant made a reference to that when he was arrested, the whole family was arrested.
Yeah. We have no.
Not at the time, but
sir,
other
sir,
occasions.
Sir. All right. These are questions
I'm
for
sorry.
Her. You're going to be next, I promise.
You're asking me? Yes,
like
sir.
Somebody.
We have no record of any other members of his family being arrested.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
Is that something that was checked?
Well, he was checked, and in the incidents that we have that involved him, we don't have any arrests of other family members.
All right.
I did not check into the background of any of his family, if that's what you're asking. I don't know that background.
Colonel?
Regarding the pizza incident, did he claim he was poisoned? I'm getting different.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yes,
saying
he
one thing.
He was poisoned.
Okay, that's right. Did he give a statement or just a verbal?
I believe it was verbal. He did write something on his own paper like he did with the statement, but I didn't take the statement from
okay.
him.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just curious what terminology.
Not a sworn
used.
Written.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying what terminology is. Thank you.
Other questions?
Is that written statement part of the police record? Did he give it to another officer? The written
no.
statement?
No.
How do you know there was one then?
He came in and he wrote a statement like the way he wrote on a piece of paper, and I told him, just, you know, tell me what happened,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't need a sworn written statement at that time. I followed up with the health department, and it turned out, you know, I couldn't get anywhere with the health department, and then he said the health department was going to test the pizza, and that never happened, and I followed up with him on the 16th of February, and to let him know that we weren't able to test the pizza, and that would be the health department to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other questions? Any other witnesses?
No other witnesses.
Okay, sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Yeah, so regarding the same incident, I did in fact speak to the health inspector. He and Ms. Michelle Danbury, health department. Spoke to her multiple occasions, so there should be a report on file. I don't know what happened there, but She did say, save the pizza because we possibly can't test it. And also, during my report to the police department, I said it's a possibility it was poisoned. I didn't say it's definitely a fact. I just said, I stated the facts that I got very sick. Sicker, I've never been that sick from any food in my life. So I didn't, you know, claim that it's definitely poisoned, but I definitely said I was food, I did receive food poisoning. As far as the health inspector, she never called me back after leaving two messages, so I did not return any more phone calls to her. She never followed up with me to test the pizza. I kept the pizza in a box for, you know, at least a month, and I never heard from her, so eventually I threw it out. But I was expecting her to follow up with me, and the reason I never followed up with the police department afterwards is because she did not contact me, so I didn't know what to think of it.
Detective, do you have any cross?
No, I do not.
Does the board have questions of the appellant?
Based on the appellant's testimony, I have a question for the issuing authority. What health department did you contact? Your
the
local
Danbury
one?
Health, the Danbury Health Department.
The same health department that the appellant is referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions by the board?
Can I ask about the protective order? Was it for his mother?
I believe I don't have a copy of that. I don't believe. I believe it was, but I don't. I can't say for sure. Right? He stated he had sent her a text message that he should have. Apparently, that violated the order.
Was your mother the protected person?
She was. Can I also add in one other thing quickly?
Sure.
Regarding my other family members, they were both arrested in Danbury multiple times. Their names are Katie Chiappa and Richard Russell Chiappa, and that should be on record. You know, they were arrested in similar manners due to my mother making false claims against them. So that should be on file if it's checked.
So you said you had anger issues in 2015 through 2017. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would say my anger issues back then were due to the fact that I lived with this individual who pretty much abused me my whole life, and it's very hard to deal with somebody that's constantly abusing you. I have no contact with her. I've been independent on my own for years, and I don't think I have anger issues anymore because I'm no longer living in abusive environments.
What led up to the restraining order?
I would say arguments with her, shouting, you know, arguing, swearing, and that's the extent of the case. She claimed that, you know, I assaulted her, and she claimed maybe other things as well, but I never did any harm to her, and she did make a lot of false reports.
So you do know that you had a restraining order at some point?
I do know that.
And do you recall if that was a no contact order?
I believe so.
And you contacted, I'm assuming, your mother?
Yeah, on one occasion I did send a text message. I don't really know at the time if I was aware there was an order, but on different occasions when there was a protective order, I did not contact her. It was only on one instance when I sent a text message.
Why did you text her at that point?
I was very upset that she made a false police report and, you know, she had me arrested. And, you know, this has, you know, caused issues in my life. You know, career-wise and, you know, moving towards success, it's thrown a wrench in the way because even though my record is clean, you know, the arrests are still there, so.
All right, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, I would. I would say that despite the past arrests and circumstances, I feel that since it's been 6 to 8 years since those cases, I feel that I have matured very much. I feel like I'm doing very well in life. I'm a good person. I follow the law, and I have only good intentions for my life. And I think that the board should consider that because I do want to advance my career into armed security and law enforcement at some point. And I hope to really you know, prove that with time people do change and get better, and the fact that, you know, I was subjected to this person who put me through lots of abuse, it really, you know, made things a lot different back then. But now, you know, the fact that I don't have to be around someone like that anymore, I've had the opportunity to really become the best version of myself, and I just want to continue towards success in my life.
Thank you, sir. Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
Sure. Chief Ridenour initially denied this application. It was based on his suitability, which is based on his judgment, his past issues, and as recently as a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago in February, where he claimed that his pizza went poisoned. Not disputing whether or not he's a good person, the City of Danbury doesn't believe he should have a gun. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Colonel, would you like to give us a brief factual?
Sure. This is denial by the Danbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The denial initially was based on past incidents between the appellant and from testimony from the appellant, him and his mother, which led to several arrests, but no convictions for domestic violence incidents. As recent as 2017, the appellant did have a restraining order by his own testimony. His mother was the protected person, which he seemed to have violated, but that also seemed to have been nollied. We have no reports, because of all the cases have been erased, regarding these incidents from the Danbury Police Department, no testimony regarding the level of, if and any, violence occurred between these arrests. Danbury has added an incident that occurred in February of 2023, in which the appellant purchased a pizza at a restaurant in town. The appellant became violently ill due to him eating the pizza. The appellant made a complaint to the Danbury Police Department concerned that he may have been poisoned. The appellant also claims he also made a complaint to the Danbury Health Department. That's it.
Okay. Comments by the board?
Excuse me. I'm sorry that you had all those issues with your mom growing up, and it's obviously, it would scar any person to have to go through something like that. I mean, I'm no mental health professional, but it seems like it's common sense. You know, but the fact that you had serious anger issues and the fact that you were arrested on these domestic violence charges gives me pause. I think it's an understandable reaction. Our question today is whether or not you are still, at this point, suitable for a pistol permit.
Other comments? Seeing none, I don't know where I started last time. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issue authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
I find this case difficult because for a couple of reasons. I'm concerned that the issuing authority didn't pursue a complete analysis of the family's domestic issues under the circumstances. I am noting that the incidents were all nollied. That carries some weight for me. It implies that the court recognized that there were extenuating circumstances that I feel should be recognized. I appreciate the officers who serves on CIT concerns. I was the regional medical director for the Western Connecticut Mental Health Network, so I'm familiar with the Danbury Mental Health Authority and its involvement with your program through the police department. Those are very important services, and thank you very much for your years of dedicated service. I'm not picking up on any active mental health issue. The appellant denies that he has any mental health issues. I really wish that there were more complete analysis of the records and perhaps some commentary on the appellant's mother's presentation at that time. So I'm going to end up being the only sitting member of the board who's going to vote in favor of the appellant.
Thank you.
And as Dr. Conrad indicated, chair votes issuing authority. 6-1 issuing authority. Thank you all.